TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Okay, so no surprise. Epstein documents declassified, or released anyway. They'll have to be released. The unclassified Epstein documents will have to be released now, right? That's what they voted to do yesterday. Couple of keywords there.
There's always a but, isn't there?
Oh, yes. It's very large. Number one, if you read the language of the bill, it's not release all the Epstein stuff. No. It's release the unclassified Epstein stuff. Trump administration already did that. It fit in a binder. Now, we know from the UK Daily Mail that when the FBI went in there after Epstein did or did not kill himself, went to his condo, went to his homes, we know from the UK Daily Mail's best coverage on it in the world, they pulled away with a semi-truck full of stuff. We know that. They hauled it away. Where did it go? FBI, somewhere. Somewhere. Okay, well, is that stuff classified? Bet it is. Because the FBI has a long history of classifying the crimes of Democrats. In fact, that's been a topic on this show in recent weeks. What did James Comey, for instance, do when Hillary Clinton illegally walked out with highly classified data on a thumb drive? Wait, why haven't you heard about that before? Well, because they classified her crimes so that if you turned whistleblower and told the public about them, you'd go to prison, not Hillary. Do you think that they left that Epstein evidence unclassified? They did not. We're not going to see it. And that assumes that Pam Bondi, Cash Patel, all these people can even get their hands on it, which I'm here to tell you they can't. We don't run this government. The Democrats still do, and they know that. That's the subtext of this. What Pam Bondi gave those influencers in those folders earlier this year is all she can get. We're not going to see the rest of it. It's not going to happen. Why? Because Congress doesn't run the swamp. The intelligence agencies do. And they dictate to Congress what intelligence will come out. Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. This is one of my favorite examples, actually, because this is very predictive. This is exactly how this Epstein release will go. Do you remember, because I do, when Congress voted the first time to declassify the origins of COVID. Remember how that went? Democrats were in charge. They voted 100% no. What does that tell you? They know all about the origins of COVID. They know COVID was created in a partnership between the Pentagon and the Chinese, and they couldn't have that out there. But then Republicans won control of Congress. And what happened? Well, back in March of 2023, the House voted to what? Declassify the origins of COVID. So did the Senate. Joe Biden signed it, by the way. 2023. A direct order to the intelligence agencies. Turn it over. Turn over everything you have on the origins of COVID. How'd that go? Not at all. No one turned anything over. It didn't happen. Later on, the Biden administration produced a report. There was no origins of COVID intel declassified. Why? Because the intelligence agencies didn't feel like it. And nothing happened. There was no rebuke by Congress. There was no, you know, uproar over it. And that's how this is going to go. The intelligence agencies are not going to give this to Pam Bondi or Kash Patel. And there's not a dang thing they could do about it. And that assumes that Kash Patel even wants this stuff. Because after the week we've just had, I don't know whose side he's on. I've lost the ability to figure that out. Let me give you an explanation for what I mean here, ladies. I'm going to put this all together. Congress has got to quash this rebellion by the intelligence agencies. Donald Trump has got to do with the FBI what DOGE did with the Treasury. Okay, give us the passwords to get into the payment system. No? Cool. You're fired. Next, come in to see Susie Wiles, Trump's chief of staff. You going to give us your passwords? No? Cool. You're fired. Or you can give us your resignation. We don't care. Next, you, passwords, hand them over. And we got them. We got into the system, right? We conquered the Treasury. We control it now. We conquered the Social Security Administration. We control it now. We conquered the SNAP database. We control it now. That's why we threw 700,000 fraudsters and illegal immigrants off just 2 weeks ago. We do not control our intelligence agencies for some reason. Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about and give you an idea how this Epstein thing's going to go, Lee, and then you tell me what you think, okay? Here we go. This is only one thing you need to know about Thomas Crooks if you're working and you're busy. The assassin at Butler. It is a very simple thing that you need to know. This summer, out of frustration, the Republicans in the Senate issued subpoenas to the FBI. Give us your documents on Thomas Crooks. We know you decrypted his cell phone. We know you decrypted his apps. Took you 40 minutes to do it with Israeli technology. That's been reported in the mainstream media. Not a secret. Where is it? We've never seen it. Give us his internet history. Give us his history of training at a federal facility with a firearm. Give us all of that. We know you got it. Wait, when was that? Oh, that subpoena went out in July. Cool. What have Bongino and Kash Patel been doing since then? Because they are defying that subpoena today. Just didn't respond. Again, that was this summer. Who was in charge this summer? Kash Patel, Dan Bongino, and Donald Trump. Do we see it? No. There's been no meaningful difference in the FBI in terms of Lee turning over this data, this classified data, unclassified data. I don't know why any data on Crooks would be classified. I have no idea.
Yeah, just like Josh Hawley, Senator Hawley. Yes. He's dead.
He's dead.
He's dead. There's no reason to protect them.
And yet, under Bongino and Patel, it is an absolute unmitigated fact. And don't tell me, don't send me a text. I like Patel. It doesn't matter. It's a fact. It's black and white. They are stonewalling with the same fervor that Christopher Wray did. So don't tell me, oh, he just declassified the Epstein docs. Or they didn't even, you know what, y'all, they didn't even declassify them. Did you catch that? There's not even a declassification in there. That would have been the starting point to classify them all, okay? That should have been the starting point. It wasn't. So now they're saying turn over the unclassified docs. What is unclassified? I don't know. Let me just bottom line this for you. We're never going to see any of this. No, it's not going to happen. When we see the origin of COVID docs, which were actually declassified, then you know what? Call me and we'll talk Epstein.
Right.
That was 2023, by the way. Those were declassified. What does this tell you? You want to know who runs Washington, who runs these countries? It's the intelligence agencies. I think that Kash Patel and Dan Bongino are nice people who have offices inside the FBI.
Sad but true.
Yeah. And I said this yesterday in the 8 o'clock hour. If I was Donald Trump, this is what I would do. I would call Kash Patel and Dan Bongino into my office. I would say, what day is this? Wednesday? Cool. You have till Friday to comply with the subpoena from the Senate on my attempted assassination. We now know you lied when you said there was no there there. We know that. Comply with the subpoena by Friday or out the door you go. Just like the people at the Treasury and Social Security Administration that would not turn over the passwords. Choose. Choose a side. You're either going to protect them or you're going to work for me. That's what I would do. I'd start with Patel. If Patel won't play ball, Patel can go home. We will fly him one more time on that FBI jet he likes to use with his girlfriend. We'll fly him right home on it. He could have a free trip, courtesy of the U.S. taxpayer, and we'll bring Bongino up, promote him.
It'll be interesting to see if all the Democrats that were so opposed to the nomination of Patel and Bongino initially will be defending them if Trump does take this and were to say.
Oh, you bet they will.
Yeah.
You bet they will. They want to keep this crook's assassination stuff secret. And it's really embarrassing when Donald Trump has to learn about his own assassination on X, because his own FBI leadership is stonewalling that subpoena. So it's put up or shut up time. So here, folks, given the history of these things, is my point in the segment, there's not going to be any Epstein documents we haven't already seen or stuff we haven't already read about in the pages of the UK Daily Mail, which does a much better job of covering Epstein than just about any news organization here. Nothing's going to change. The problem with this, Lee, is this is setting up to blow up in Trump's face again, because when this stuff doesn't come out, because we can't get it or because his people won't get it, I get more confused every day, I don't know, it's going to look like he's stonewalling. This is not a good situation for him long term. That's what the headlines are going to be in the coming months, I'm telling you. I don't think they can get it if they want it. And here's the other thing. Putting Pam Bondi in charge of this is bizarre. I don't know what the Republicans are thinking. Again, where did the semi-truck full of all of that data on Epstein that we extracted from his home, including thousands of hours of video, where did that go? It did not go to the DOJ. It went to the FBI. So how is Pam Bondi going to get it? I don't get it. Order Kash Patel to get it. Cut a layer of bureaucracy out. Whatever. But that's how this is going to go. I just did all the headlines of the coming months for you, so you don't even need to pay attention to it anymore, because this is exactly what's going to happen.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Okay, folks, from the You Can't Make This Up file, which is quite large, Epstein gets convicted. Donald Trump, as far as we know, haven't seen any evidence to the contrary, has long since cut ties with Epstein, long before he was convicted, kicked him out of Mar-a-Lago. That was the end of that, as far as we know. And nothing Democrats make up can change that till they come up with other actual evidence. But what were the Democrats doing with Epstein after he was convicted? After he was convicted of child sex trafficking. Oh, inviting him to a fundraising dinner with Obama. For who? Hakeem Jeffries. For Hakeem Jeffries. Yeah, back in 2013. After he was convicted for procuring a child for prostitution, which apparently is not a big deal in the Democrat Party, no matter what they say. Fundraiser for Hakeem Jeffries wrote to Jeffrey Epstein, "We are thrilled to announce we are working with Congressman Hakeem Jeffries, one of the rising stars in the New York congressional delegation, sometimes referred to as Brooklyn's Barack. He's a staunch supporter of President Obama and a progressive voice for the people of New York. Hakeem is committed to electing a Democrat majority in 2014, they wrote to Epstein, and is encouraging his friends to participate in the DSCC fundraising dinner with Barack Obama this coming Monday night. Shoot us an email, give us a call if you would like to join us, get involved with this dinner. If you'd like an opportunity to get to know Hakeem better personally." Nothing like, you know, a little quality time spent with a convicted child sex trafficker. But they want to tell you it's Trump. Trump. Thereafter. Because, you know, do they have anything like this from Trump? They would love to have something like this from Donald Trump. But all they have is Democrats who've taken a ton of money from Epstein, texting him for advice on how to frame Donald Trump live on TV. In fact, folks, and I don't know why our side isn't making a bigger deal of this, Stacey Plaskett, who's from the U.S. Virgin Islands, remember that's where Epstein's island is. Did you know Stacey Plaskett was among Virgin Islands Democrat leadership? Is there a Democrat? Elected officials among those sued by Epstein's victims for furthering his traffic network. Do you know that? Yeah, they eventually got the case tossed out of court. But it doesn't change anything. He then gave her $32,000. So she had his full attention, which is why, as he was dictating to her how to frame Donald Trump, she was listening and repeating his words. Hakeem Jeffries, again, wanted his money. Even offered him a personal meet and greet at the Obama fundraiser after he was convicted. But all of this is fine because Orange Man bad. Here's Hakeem Jeffries earlier this week, striking a very different tone on Jeffrey Epstein now that he's dead and can't give Hakeem any more money.
Thanks. Why should Americans trust you and House Democrats on the Jeffrey Epstein files when one of your own, Congresswoman Plaskett, was found to be texting with Jeffrey Epstein during a hearing, getting information from him, using that in her questioning during a congressional hearing, and at one point he tells her, good job.
This is a bipartisan effort to make sure that, consistent with what the survivors have requested, that there's full and complete transparency, and every single predator who may be in those Justice Department files doesn't escape accountability. Thanks.
Again, Hakeem offered him a personal meeting. and, you know, an opportunity to write a check and meet with Obama and go to their fundraiser after he was convicted. If you want to see the letter, it's up on my X feed. Things they will not tell you if you're a Democrat. I'm picking up so many Democrat trolls lately, and all they say, Trump's a pedo, Trump's a pedo, Trump. And I was like, I challenge them, like, you know, can you give me the evidence of that? Because I would love to see it. I'll read it if you give it to me. You know I will. There's no sacred cows here. I'll criticize anyone. You know I criticize Trump regularly. Give it to me. I'll read it. All I have here is this fundraising letter and this lawsuit against Plaskett by the victims of Epstein for furthering his trafficking network in the Virgin Islands. So Plaskett taking the money from Epstein and then literally reading out his commands to try to frame Trump in that committee hearing, that's not even the worst thing she did or been accused of. That's all good because they're all Democrats. It's all good. By the way, did you catch this line from the Jeffrey Epstein victims press conference? Oh, I'm out of time. You know what? I'm going to have to play it next. It's mind-boggling. Mind-boggling. It's about how the FBI treated them. Coming up next. Donald Trump is fighting the cartels in Mexico and in Venezuela, which is kind of like, you ever see Sigourney Weaver, Alien? And she's like killing the aliens and she realized that there's a mother, like a hive master. You got to kill the hive master or it'll just keep cranking out babies. The hive master's in Venezuela. The baby alien monster cartels are in Mexico. And their tentacles are in Charlotte. It's all the same fight. Continuous. You do need the military to fight the cartels and the Democrats. You do. To fight the cartels and the Democrats. At the source. You got to kill it. You got to kill the mother. It's what Trump's doing now in Venezuela. As we wait to see if Maduro will take the buyout offer. Will he spend the rest of his life in a sunny location untouched by America? Or will he decide that he wants to go out the hard way? As a greasy, bloody smear. He's still deciding. I'll let you know what he comes up with. But in the meantime, his minions, the cartel's minions, those who have threatened bounties from Mexico up to $50,000 for the murder of ICE Border Patrol agents are getting more violent. Are you watching it in Charlotte? Watch it. This is major U.S. history. The escalation, it's like, you know, boiling the frog. We're going up a couple temperatures every week. Couple degrees. Foreigners waving Mexican flags blocked the road in Charlotte, and foreign flags as well, some Palestinian flags as well, blocked the road in Charlotte to the ICE facility. They had to clean that mess up. Violent protests, vehicle rammings. Do you realize, I didn't realize how many vehicle rammings we're up to. This has become just a norm for the left. You see an ICE agent, you see Border Patrol, you just ram their vehicle. Try to kill them. We're going to have a grisly death. We're going to watch a person crushed in one of these vehicles. It is amazing nobody is dead yet. The left is turning it up, turning it up, turning it up, turning it up. That's okay. We got to get them used to the idea that deportation of violent criminals is normal. By the way, the good news, over 200 so far criminal illegal aliens with gang history, gang affiliations, and convictions for crimes have been picked up in Charlotte. This is the infrastructure. They're ripping the infrastructure out, folks. When Trump says yesterday in this segment, yeah, I think I'm a bomb cartel members. Oh, by the way, I know where they live. I got their addresses. When he says that, and when he goes to Charlotte and he picks up their illegal immigrant henchmen, it's the same fight. It's not different. It's the same thing. It's all the same thing. It's a fight between us for law and order versus the Democrats in partnership with the cartels. But how violent and out of control is it getting? Listen to Fox News' report from last night.
Anti-ICE protests breaking out in Charlotte and Raleigh, North Carolina overnight, with some demonstrators waving Mexican flags. These demonstrations coming after over 30,000 students skip school and hit the streets to protest the Border Patrol deployment in the Tar Heel State. And here's a look at the results from Operation Charlotte's Web so far. 65 illegal immigrants were arrested on Monday, with 207 total apprehensions since this weekend. Meanwhile, Homeland Security is calling out the surge in vehicle ramming attacks against federal law enforcement. At least one officer was hurt in Charlotte on Sunday in an attack involving a van. This year, there have been 71 vehicular attacks on CBP agents and 28 against ICE.
I had no idea. That's 100 vehicle rammings. I knew they were doing it, but I didn't know it was that bad. This is a civil war. And she gets something wrong. Those 30,000 students did not all show up to protest. I don't know why she said that. No, those are illegal immigrant kids. They're either with their families or their families were afraid to send them to school. So just to get this straight, 20,000 did not show up day one. Day two, we're up to 30. That's how big the illegal immigrant population is in Charlotte. This was a top trending thing on X. It briefly made Topic Pulse top 10. Just the shock of people at how many illegals are in Charlotte. Do you realize Charlotte now, 20% of their population is foreign born?
Tonight, Charlotte, North Carolina is the latest city to see a surge in immigration enforcement. Officers today started detaining people. The city is made up of more than 900,000 people, including more than 150,000 who are foreign born, according to officials. Local leaders object to the federal force, saying it instills fear and uncertainty.
Yeah, okay, whatever. So, 35, listen to this, okay? Federal agents storm Charlotte. Two elementary schools, only 35% of the students showed up. This is madness. But what are we seeing here with this 20% figure? Laser focus on this. That's what's causing the shock. And I'm seeing pundits on our side who are, you know, are pretty informed, going, wow, I had no idea it was that many people. Yeah, it's that many. 20% of the population foreign born in Charlotte. Yes, they're a sanctuary city. This is how you get to 1,000 Zohran Mamdanis, folks. There's going to be one in every city. How do you know? Because one stat, remember, we have a series of stats. Listen to this. Remember this. Why did New York vote for Zohran? Our side has still not figured this out. Have not figured this out. 50%, 5-0 of New York's population is foreign born. Who did the Americans vote for? Those born here. Black, white, rich. Poor, 65% did not vote for Zohran Mamdani. They mainly voted for Cuomo. Some voted for Sliwa. He didn't win Americans. He won the important replacement voter population. 20% of New Yorkers do not speak English, but they understand socialism and they love it. When you got a population like this, the size of 20% in Charlotte, what are you looking at? Amnesty, flip switch. You're going to have a Zohran Mamdani pushing out what will be described as moderate Democrats currently running Charlotte. And Charlotte, we conquered territory. What are we going to, every time we win the presidency, go back in and reconquer Marxist territory? We're going to need a military at some point. Folks, I know what's going to happen here. People, Americans are good people, and Democrats and Marxists prey on that. And they're going to say, oh, these kids, they're afraid to go to school. They are. They're afraid to go to school. Not gonna lie to you. Oh, our history is our country is a history of immigration. My relatives were immigrants. Let's just call it even and let them stay. We'll just get the gangsters out. Well, you can do that. But Americans need to come to understand the price of that. You could see it in these numbers. The price of that is a Zohran Mamdani ruling every one of these cities after amnesty because of these numbers. You'll see them in Congress, and eventually they'll be president. Your children will not be free. That's the price. You feel bad for these. I feel bad for these kids. Joe Biden and Democrats victimized them. That's why they're here. You feel bad for their families when their families are not criminal. 20%, again, of the population of Charlotte, they can't all be criminals. I doubt they are. But the price of going, oh, they're afraid. Oh, it's so bad. All right, I'll let them stay. Your children aren't going to be free. Your grandkids aren't going to be free. They're going to live in a Marxist country after amnesty. It's going to go like this. That's what those numbers say. So we got a choice, folks. This is good news. Okay. If the Democrats were in charge, we had no choice. We got a choice. Trump has to get them out. Has to. No choice. No other way forward. But he is. And folks, we're about to make major gains. Folks, we've already got 2.1 million out the door. Did you realize that? 600,000 through deportations. That number is going to amp up. But the rest self-deported. Why? We have to find the welfare benefits the 9 million are on and take them off, which is why the news overnight was fantastic. USDA secretary doubling down. Every person on SNAP must reapply for their benefits. She says we have an 80% fraud rate. Why? We don't have enough jobs for these illegals. We're feeding them. Cut the food off. That's so mean, Tara. Huh? That or your children live under Marxism. You choose. The days of easy choices for Americans are over. We've let Washington get too out of control. This is how it has to be. If we want to be free, if we don't care about data anymore, then yeah, go ahead. Let them stay. Texter writes on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line about Charlotte. Where's Henry McMaster, our governor? The Charlotte thugs will be heading to South Carolina if Henry doesn't start rounding them up immediately. Oh, I'm sure they're already headed here. South Carolina is not a sanctuary state, but it's functioning as one right now under Pam Evett and Henry McMaster, who spends his time golfing, as best as I can tell. Meanwhile, in a sign of what we could have done, but didn't bother to, the Florida Highway Patrol alone has arrested and deported 6,200 illegal immigrants, including, get this, over 200 sex offenders, either in their own countries or here. How'd they get them? Routine traffic stops. You were speeding. Pulled them over. Oh, looky here. You're not an American. Well, if that happens in the state of South Carolina, Highway Patrol officer can't do a darn thing about it. Has to let them go. Why? They're not deputized as federal immigration agents like they are in Florida. In Florida, that ends very differently. You go right in the back seat, you go straight to ICE, and then you vominos. Right back home you go. Why can't we do that here? Oh, we can. They just don't want to. There's 105,000 illegal immigrants at least living here, according to the Center for Immigration Studies. I bet you there's probably 20,000 more now that will come down from Charlotte to take advantage of Henry's very generous policies. Now, the absurd proposition of the Evett campaign is that we should wait for her to get elected in 2026. And then if we're so lucky, we're going to have a deportation facility like Alligator Alcatraz. What she doesn't tell you is Henry could do it right now. But he just refuses. By the way, because they know I complain, they have deputized, to be fair, some in the Highway Patrol. It's a very small nucleus. But when I said, why not do everyone? They said they don't have the resources. Okay, cool. So we'll just rack up the crimes from these people and then turn them out again and again and again. Sounds kind of inefficient. Anyway, they're all headed here because they know it's a free-for-all. Thanks to Henry McDisaster, who wants to pretend he's doing something. If he was actually doing something, the South Carolina Highway Patrol would have a record like Florida's. 6,200 illegal immigrants picked up and shipped out of here.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.